air? Are we on the air?
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we just talked to a vice presidential candidate.
Nancy Lord of the Libertarian Party.
And you can call us right now and talk to us.
749-1444 is the phone number.
That's right. Ask for Chris.
Or Rob. Or Jim.
Jim will answer the phones.
And we were kind of having a little discussion after we got off the phone.
Since the beginning of this whole thing, I've been less government, less government, less government. And you get all these asshole candidates come along bitching and whining. Oh, by the way, since I'm swearing and stuff, I should probably mention that the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is a responsible way to look at things. And we're totally together, and we're offering this community radio station as your forum. Therefore, don't rag on us if we say something you don't like. And we have absolutely no responsibility for what the Board of Trustees of this radio station says in public or does or decides.
But I think sometimes, like, you know, the libertarians, they can take a really extreme position, like totally wiping out the Food and Drug Administration. And then when they compromise, they'll basically get the position they want. So, I mean, you know, they say some really extreme stuff.
Sometimes you got to go all the way to get a little done. You got to take a mile in order to earn an inch.
Because, government's made of compromise. And so when they do compromise, maybe they'll get exactly what they want. You know how it works. You know how it is. You've had to compromise, do these things. But what do you think of the interview? What do you think of She seemed like really bright and intelligent, articulate, witty. She seemed like a lot more fun to talk to than Al or Dan or Jim.
Right on. So what did our two guests think of the interview tonight?
You got the scoop here. You guys are here live.
She was a bit extreme on certain issues.
What's your name again, dude?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin is a regular guy. What do you do for a living, Kevin?
Kevin from They Might Be Giants in here.
I wish.
What do you do for a living, Kevin?
I scoop ice cream.
You scoop ice cream?
Scoop ice cream.
Do you want to tell us what brand?
No. I don't want to promote anything.
Okay, do you want to tell us what neighborhood?
Anderson Township.
Anderson Township. You scoop ice cream in Anderson Township. The Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
Kevin, what do you think? You're a working stiff.
Basically, it sounds like she believes there should be no government intervention in basically anything.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like to me, so is she in the mass chaos, or I don't know.
Anarchy.
Anarchy, she's in the anarchy.
What do you think about, like, not having a health department? So that you can have the scummiest ice cream store in the whole world, roaches crawling in and out of your ice cream, and the health company can't shut you down.
I mean...
But you got to earn a living. You're hungry. You're starving. You got babies at home. You got to feed them.
Well, see, the thing about it, it sounds like kind of good on paper. You think, well, there's no, you don't have to pay for inspectors to come in and check out Dairy Queen or where the hell he works.
United Dairy.
You don't have to have inspectors go in there and check out UDF. If something goes wrong, you take the people to court or you go and they get thrown in jail. Okay, great. But say, you know, you go there. And you get violently ill. But you have no idea it's from the ice cream. You think it might be from the clams you ate. Then how are you supposed to prove, you know, how you got sick?
Well, you couldn't sue them anyway because she doesn't believe government should be involved with big business.
Yeah, you couldn't sue them, or maybe couldn't sue them.
The legal system in America does bite.
The legal system could
suck.
Could probably be better than it is.
Better, it could be a lot better.
Well, anything could be improved, right? Anything that big could be improved. But this idea that Clinton has a boot camps that you seem to hate, that seems to be a really popular idea.
I when that came out, I like on some issues he's just kind of measly, but on that one he just really got my gander up.
What would you suggest instead of boot camps for first time offenders?
Less cops, less laws, more freedom.
You know what law we really need to get rid of? That's just a totally stupid law that we were talking about earlier.
What's that?
The 1 o'clock deadline for buying beer.
That law sucks.
Who thought of that? That is a stupid...
Dumb law.
All these morons that... You see, the most people that settled here came from Virginia. They went down around the Appalachian Mountains, and they came up...
Wait, Rob. Think about it this way, though, Rob.
But then a few jerks from Boston came and brought their stupid blue laws with them and tried to screw up the rest of the country.
Here's how I see it, Rob. You and I, we're smart enough to know that we got refrigerators at home. We can buy some beer early on, put it in the fridge, we got some beer at home.
We know
can
that.
Drink it anytime we want.
Anytime, even on Sundays.
So it's them dumbasses out there that don't know the difference and think you can't drink beer after 1 o'clock, so you can't buy it, therefore you can't drink it, and they don't think to stock up.
So I would say on the beer selling time...
Go stock up.
I'm a libertarian.
Uh-huh.
But I don't
know... And I'd say on the beer thing, I'm a Republican. Because when it comes down to it, I believe in stocking up for later.
That's just like their ICBMs or something. Just fill the fridge with a bruise.
Then you always got one. 5 o'clock in the morning, can't buy one down at the carryout. But hey, you got 12 in your fridge.
You have a frosty one. 749-1444 is the phone number. You know, she's got a good point on the war on drugs. It's gone overboard big time. We're spending an awful lot of money, and it doesn't seem to me to be any kind of shortage. Every once in a while you'll hear about a city or a part of town or a county that's gone dry, and it usually lasts, what, maybe a week and a half, two weeks? But then, you know, bada bing, bada boom, you know, the herb is right back there on the street.
So if you're up Saturday night and you're watching that Patti LaBelle TV sitcom that's on every Saturday night, this week they're having a Halloween special and she goes up to a Halloween party and
And you're going to be there dressed as who?
No, the guy that plays Jimi Hendrix, I know him. This is a band called the Hypnotic Clam Bake. You're hearing it on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That old Dan Tuggy, he's a fried old man. Washed his face in a frying pan. Combed his head with a wagon wheel and died with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way, old Dan Tuggy. You're too late to get your supper. Get out of the way. That old Dan Tuggy, he's a coming to town, riding that billy goat, leading a hound. Hound dog barking, the billy goat romp. Land a Dan Tuggy out in the swamp. Get out of the way, old Dan Tuggy. You're too late to get your supper. Get out of the way, old Dan Tuggy. You're too late to get your supper.
Hypnotic Clam Bake. Next Monday night, they'll be playing at the Toledo Club in Toledo, so go check it out.
Cool.
A lot of old people go to the Toledo Club.
Do you know what your political IQ is?
Well, no, Rob. What's my political IQ?
How many political parties have nominated candidates for president in every U.S. presidential election since 1970?
Repeat that question.
How many political parties have nominated candidates for president of the United States in every presidential election since 1970?
Well, the Republicans
that's
have.
That's one.
The Democrats
that's
have.
That's two.
And
this is the
Libertarians
that's
have.
That's three. How'd you know?
Wow.
The Republican Party is commonly referred to as the GOP. What does GOP stand for? Everybody knows this one. Of course, grand old party is what you're going to say.
Government of the people?
Goofy old poofs.
Okay, that's what I thought. What's the next question?
The Statue of Liberty is the symbol of which national party? Populist, Libertarian, Socialist, Republican, Democratic?
Remember the scene, the very last scene in the movie Planet of the Apes, where he's going along the beach, and there's the big old torch.
And Charlton Heston's there, so it's got to be Republican, right?
Right. Okay, what's the next question?
It's Libertarian. Which is the third largest political party in the United States? Workers' League, Libertarian, Socialist, Communist, Republican, or Democratic?
H. Ross Perot.
Libertarian, probably. Yeah, this has got to be old. Perot probably is now. Well, he's not a party, though. Which are considered...
He's going to be having a party on November 3rd, I guarantee. Okay, go on.
Which are considered the three most important documents that outline the founding of American government? The Declaration of Independence, is that one of them?
Yeah.
The Federalist Papers,
uh-huh.
The U.S. Constitution of 1787, yeah. Northwest Ordinance, yes. Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights is part of the... Oh, okay, see, the Bill of Rights was tacked on later. Monroe Doctrine or the Magna Carta.
The words to Freebird.
Exactly. I'd say the
move on to the next one.
Hold on. I'm going to figure if I can get to I'd say the Northwest Ordinance and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What do we got?
I'd say the words
the
to
Declaration
Freebird.
Of Independence. No, that's wrong. The Northwest Ordinance is
who cares?
More
this
important than the Declaration
the
of Independence.
One.
Which of the following best describes civil and economic policy of the Democratic Party? Moderate, liberal, conservative? All three.
Jaded. Move on.
Which of the following best describes the civil and economic policy of the Republican Party? Moderate, liberal, conservative, all three?
Tight-assed.
Tight ass.
Very
all
tight.
Three.
Very tight.
Based on past political performances, you know, 749-1444 is the phone number here. Based on past political performances, which party best represents big government, high taxation, restriction on individual rights, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or both?
The one that Donna's having Friday night.
What a shock. Both. Which party represents the principles of freedom and individual rights? The Republican, the New Alliance, the Libertarian, Socialist, American, Independent, or Democratic?
Move on.
Libertarian. The average American citizen is for... Oh, this is cute. The average American citizen
cute,
is
cute, Rob, we don't do cute. I thought... Don't lapse here. We don't do cute.
This is cute.
That's
this
not
is cuddly.
Cute.
This is fuzzy. This
we
is
do a, cutting edge, but we don't do cute.
This is like a puppy of a question.
All right.
The average American citizen...
Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
The average American citizen is forced to pay what percentage of their annual wages and taxes? 10, 20, 30, 40 or more?
40 or more.
40 or more.
Holy guacamole.
How much difference is there between the political philosophies of the Republican Democratic Party? Quite a lot, some, none, little.
Not much.
I'd say little. Yeah. 11 is none. Okay.
None.
If you vote, do you vote out of habit or do you study the candidate's issues? What the hell? I mean,
who cares? Move on.
How many economic policies that the American Socialist Party has the U.S. government adopted? 3, 8, none, all of them.
What's that again?
How many economic policies that the American Socialist Party has the U.S. government adopted?
None of them.
Virtually all of them. Working together, Republican, the 1928 National Platform of the Socialist Party.
Is that why we call cops pigs? Because it's from that Animal Farm book?
I never thought of that.
About them getting back up on their hind legs. And
so what the hell was your IQ there for
becoming like farmers again? A million?
Quit showing off your wide red...
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I thought it was a pretty good interview, and I'm Rob, and, you know, once again, we've scooped everyone else, and we've been the first major media outlet here in the Queen City to talk to the... vice presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party.
Second, I heard somebody else do it.
Who?
I'm not saying.
No, they probably didn't do nearly as good a job, though, did they?
The big one.
They talked to Nancy Lord?
They talked to Andre. They got Andre himself.
Anybody can talk to Andre. We had to dig. We had to find out who the hell the vice presidential candidate was and go.
To get dig deeper.
Yeah. All
right, hang on. He didn't hang up on his phone cord.
Hey,
hello, Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Jay.
Get the new phone cord, man.
Wondering how y'all felt about the legalization of marijuana.
You know, this is a topic that comes up quite often on the
usually
Chris
about three times a show.
How do we feel about the
legalization of marijuana?
Yep.
Smoke some dope, Louie.
Yeah, you know it, brother.
We know it, brother. Is yeah, that all you're getting at?
I think they ought to legalize it.
You think they should make ropes and shirts and sails and...
And big, gigantic buds.
You mean, and I'll tell you what, though.
Oozing and dripping with
this
THC?
This guy's refreshing because usually you have these normal guys come on here and they're like, hey, man, well, you can make paper and T-shirts out of dope. At least this guy's like, paper, who gives a damn? Let's make a big old party bong out of it. Let's...
Get about 8 tubes coming off of it, pack up a pound in a bowl.
Go on. Get it on.
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about the beer.
Let me ask you something here, Jay.
Use about 5 gallons of beer for the bong.
I got a cutting-edge question here for you.
All right.
If it was up to you, and of the four major candidates to pick from, which would be H. Ross Perot or George Bush or Bill Clinton or Andre Moreau, which one would you like to twist a fatty with?
I'd say Perot.
You think he'd be the most fun to twist the fatty? He'd be slapping you on the back of your hand if it was with Perot.
Just because he looks so damn funny, you know, firing up a big old hoopla with it. Sit back, laugh at it.
Now, you know, if it was me, I'd rather twist a fatty with Bill Clinton. You know why?
Because he don't inhale.
He don't inhale. That makes more for me, baby.
Yeah, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, about that bear thing, man, I think that's kind of stupid myself.
You think we can start a movement here?
Yeah.
Go tell all your friends and have them sign petitions and go down to City Hall. Or no, better yet, go to the UDF tomorrow night about 1:15. Show them your petition. Tell them you demand some brew.
See, the thing is, man, I used to work third shift and I got off and they stopped selling beer at 1 o'clock and then they start selling it again at 5 o'clock. You know, so that don't make no sense.
That was stupid.
Isn't that idiotic?
Yeah, it's
sick. What kind of a country are we living in? This ain't a free world.
So we'd be waiting out in front of the store, you know, going there 5 till 5, and they'd say you gotta wait 5 minutes to get some beer.
That's right, and you gotta stand there and wait and freeze.
What tell you
butt
a beer at 5 o'clock in the morning for you, like going fishing or something?
Nah, well, just getting off work, working that third shift.
Yeah.
I hear you.
See, that's the thing. They got those computerized clocks in those cash registers. If they ring it up early, they can get busted by the state.
Yeah, we always used to try to get in there and, you know, sweet talk them into selling it to us, but they'd say, you know, even 5 minutes after 1 o'clock, they wouldn't even let it go.
So why does that happen? Why do all the stupid politicians run on ridiculous platforms like, you know, taxes and stuff that they're not going to raise or lower by any measurable margin, when they could just go in and say, listen, this is what I'm running on. You can sell beer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 382 days a year.
Yeah.
They get voted in by a landslide.
Yeah, they sure would. And legalize marijuana, you know.
You got a one-track mind, fella.
That's a necessity.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. Make sure you call us quite often after this.
All right, man.
See you later.
See ya.
749-1444.
Hope that guy doesn't, like, run Amtrak or anything.
Me too. I mean, he's not a pilot. Hope he doesn't work for Delta.
Anyhow, I hope he's not like any kind of sensitive, but he's probably a doctor.
Actually, I hope he doesn't have to take a pee test tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, working at
Bummer.
UDF or wherever he said he worked, I doubt it. Yeah.
So get them calls in here, 749-1444. We have two lines open. Fill them while you can.
And Libertarian Party. Wow, it's less than a week. It's Tuesday next week, isn't it?
Forget that for your best election coverage, keep your dial set to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show right down here at 88.3 FM. Can't go no lower.
We're going to have how many crack political reporters are we going to have stumbling around the area with coverage?
We're going to be up all night getting in that late breaking countage in.
We're going to have two on the spot reporters.
Who? Hard talent, baby.
Could have up to 10
it's on
the spot
reporters.
It's
going to be big.
Going to be huge, and we'll tell you what happened. We'll analyze the analyzations of what happened,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get inside the numbers, and we'll tell you who won, who lost, who are the big winners, who are the big losers.
Who we wish had won.
So, you going to vote? What are you going to vote for? Issue one,
Larry. I don't know what is issue one.
The Ohio State constitutional reform. Should we have a new constitutional convention to write a new constitution for the state of Ohio?
Yeah, why not? That sounds like fun.
Yes, he says. What about issue
Pop
two?
Pop a few cold ones, write a constitution.
2, 3, and 4 are all term limit issues.
Yeah, limit the hell out of them guys.
Okay, issue 5 is the labeling law.
You know what's going to happen, though? If all their terms are limited, then when they come out of Congress, they're going to become sportscasters.
Probably, but Jim got fired up about something. What usually just gets him fired up? Yeah, when you list what makes mustard wrong,
were you going to ask me there?
Well, Jim's fired up. Let's let Jim, you know, because everybody calls up and says, won't you let Jim speak? So we're going to let Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Jim, explain issue 5 and why we should vote yay or nay, but don't feedback when you get the mic near the receiver.
Issue 5 sucks because it's way too restrictive. And
what is it?
It's the labeling law for 400-some-odd cancer-causing chemicals that you find in your products.
I don't want cancer, Jim.
Well, Jim, I told you not to feed back!
I'm sorry, man. I don't want cancer-causing products in my home. I'm sorry. That's a danger to me and my children. And my
pets. What children?
I'm just saying, what if? What if I was a housewife? I wouldn't want that crapola in my house. You can leave your cancer-causing chemicals and your satanic literature and your dirty, evil rock lyrics, and you can just leave them at home, Buster.
Okay.
749-1444.
But
get
Jim,
in.
It, we
get
mean
in,
it's too
in.
Restrictive. You're gonna say it like would cause you to label things that you have to drink like 900 gallons of diet cola every day.
That kind of stuff.
Precisely. The things where you'd have to just like live on the stuff.
Give us a for instance.
Oh, anything like your cleaning products, ammonia. Ammonia is on the list.
As what? As cancer-causing?
When
yeah.
it comes to funk, I am the chunky.
So, okay, and we have a big no, so we have a yes on everything except
issue
5.
How many more issues are there?
Does anybody know? I don't know.
Who
I think
cares?
It's all the statewide issues. There's 5. There's
Who
no,
cares? The Bengals are
I think
going
6
down
is a local one. So, anyway, there you have it. Just vote the straight Chris and Rob Larry for President ticket, and you'll be fine.
Thanks. 749-1444. We'll be right back.
You know, Halloween's coming up, Chris.
It sure is, and boy, am I excited.
You know, that's the problem with Halloween is I get excited. There are too many leotard-based costumes for women.
And you know, this is a true story. One time I was trick-or-treating, and I walked up to a guy's door, and I said to him, you know, trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. And he wouldn't give me nothing because I said that.
I wouldn't either, you little snot. What were you dressed as?
I don't remember.
Like
I was
the
little kid.
Yeah, probably had like real big rubber feet on. Yeah. But don't you think it's a problem? I mean, you go to a Halloween party, and there's too many chicks wearing just leotards.
Hey, that's all right with me.
I know, it's fine, but you know, like, say you're wearing one too for like your Spider-Man or something. You can't hide anything.
I think they should also wear lower collars.
They put... You get a black leotard.
Maybe something tight around the waist.
With a tail, and... Oh my God, she's a
rat. Suddenly revealing.
Or she a cat. Or she a rabbit. Or a bird.
Stimulatingly erotic.
I don't appreciate that at all.
It's the way I like it.
But that's okay. But say you're going as Tarzan, and you have just a loincloth on.
What about Jane?
And you're in there, you look... Oh my God, look at that cat. Look at the knockers on that cat.
749-1444.
Look at that mouse. Oh,
that's the phone number here.
Look at that mouse. Gee whiz. She's... Look at the... Oh. Then, you know...
Part of our show.
You know, we need more baggy costumes for women because I'm easily aroused.
Why? Because you always go as Tarzan?
Yeah.
You'd be a good Tarzan.
But I think maybe some kind of bestiality thing coming into there. Like if I could find...
So does your girlfriend go as Jane or as Cheetah?
We're still working on some kind of combination monkey woman thing, I think would be the, the best for me. But maybe, you know, if you could find a rabbit that, like, had a nice set of lungs, maybe, I don't know. Maybe that's my whole problem is I'm not secure of whether I like Homo sapiens or some other member of the mammalia kingdom.
Boy, oh boy, Rob, you almost had a tongue twister there.
Three works from the Cincinnati Art Museum's collection will be shown in tribute to the late composer and a person you talked to, I believe.
Composer is the way people think of you.
Composer and artist John Cage, who you spoke with, didn't you?
For a split second.
He died on August 12th. Two lithographs by Cage, along with a photographic portrait of the artist James Clausty, will be on view September 1st through November 1st, 1992. And that's from, well, who writes these things? Okay, and the Cincinnati Art Museum is located in Eden Park. And it's open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and from noon to 5 on Sunday. General admission fees are suspended. Hey, check this out. It's a freebie. During the current major renovation, because there's nothing but dust there. If you need some more information, call 721-5204. That's 721-5204. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We're taking your calls and chatting with you all through the long night.
I thought I'd be real cute one year. I went as the unknown comic. What do you get? You get a brown suit and a bag over your head.
Now you're the unknown talk show host.
Yeah, and so I go there, and you know, I got drunk, of course, and I fell in love with this little goblin girl.
Oh, yeah?
She was wearing a leotard, of course.
A little goblin girl.
And she had green makeup on and stuff. And then we kind of danced around and stuff. And then all of a sudden I turned into...
What are you doing on Halloween night this year?
A male version of Roseanne.
Going to a party or something?
And she had green makeup all over my coat. And I was so pissed because she wouldn't kiss me. I was like, look, you got green shit all over my jacket. Now you have to kiss me. And nope, she didn't buy that argument.
Figures, what are you doing this year for Halloween?
I might go to Youngstown.
What's in Youngstown?
Nothing, really.
Then why go to Youngstown trick-or-treating when you can trick-or-treat in your own backyard?
No, I don't want to trick-or-treat. Well, yeah, just what I need, more razor-infested apples.
You do live in Hamilton.
I know. You get a lot of good stuff in Hamilton. And another thing I never understood about Halloween, and I'm sure you can relate to this looking at you.
Yeah, what's that?
They call those little bitty candy bars fun size. That's not fun.
They're chintzy sizes.
The fun size would be the big giant monster marathon bar that weighs about 2 pounds. And it's guaranteed 4 zits. That's the good. That's a fun size. You don't want some little.
Right on.
You don't want some little bitty, teeny, tiny candy bar.
What's the best thing you ever got trick-or-treating?
27 cents. Some guy gave me a quarter and 2 pennies.
Oh, I had a guy throw a handful of quarters in my bag once.
One guy gave out bags of potato chips in Forest Park.
Bags of potato chips?
In Forest Park, some guy gave out bags of potato chips. Yeah. Big giant bags or the little fun size bags?
Fun size.
No, the little fun size husband. That's like 49 cents of a pop or something.
Yeah.
So that's not bad at all. So a whole bag. Somebody gave you a whole bunch of quarters?
We went to the guy. We went around the corner where most people didn't go.
So you didn't break his pumpkin.
Right. Well, no one was coming. See, he lived around the corner. No one knew there was another door there, except for me. So we were like the only two kids he had all night long. So he gave us each like a handful of change, and there were a bunch of quarters in it.
Nobody,
we surprised him too. He's watching TV. He's like, oh, I forgot that was tonight, huh?
Did he have his porch light on?
No.
Well, you're not supposed to go if they don't have the porch lights on. Well, you know, back in Hamilton.
I've always been cutting edge, Rob.
Back in Hamilton, nobody has their porch light on. I mean, you have to walk five blocks to get five people to get stuff from. And then it'll be something chintzy.
Like, so what's the best thing you ever got then?
27 cents. I told you, 27 cents was
the best.
What's
the best thing you ever got? 749-1444. Get in on it.
We just have a whole bunch of people call up with one word answers.
Also, in response to everybody's news, who must go? Every year, everybody's news does a contest on who must go.
And you can Simon predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, Simon Lee is always number one. Marge Schott is always number two. Well, this year, we, Chris and Rob, in response, instead of having who must go, we want to have who must come.
Handle that however you want
who
to.
Who must come to Cincinnati? 749-1444.
I'd
like to get Madonna to come.
Or
to
who should stay in Cincinnati? Or more accurately, Norwood.
Uh-huh. Who must come to Norwood?
You'd like to have Madonna come in Norwood, huh?
Yeah, be careful because somebody might have voted for Norwood as for what should go in Cincinnati, too.
Norwood.
There's nothing left there except for a record store.
You know, if Norwood annexed Cincinnati, Cincinnati would be a lot nicer place.
That
Norwood hospitality spilling
across the
board.
It's getting late and no one's calling us. I want to know somebody.
It's 4 o'clock already. Can you believe it? It's 4 o'clock already?
It's 4 o'clock in the a.m. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. That's Rob.
WAIF Cincinnati. That's Chris.
Right here at Sunny Romantic Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're going to go ahead and beg. We want to know that one person is out there and enjoying us. We just want to know one person, no matter who you are. Even if you don't go on the radio, I just want to know one person is there. 749-1444.
We're breaking new ground here. I mean, we've cajoled.
This is the first time I've ever begged. Come on, just one. We've been here all night long.
We've
just
bitched.
One.
We've cursed. We've screamed. We've been irreverent. We've been relevant.
I knew I should have brought that Billy Squire record tonight.
And now we're begging. We're groveling. We've
I'd
never
play
groveled
over
before.
And over and over again. 749-1444. I want to know one person is out there. Preferably female.
Your groveling has hit pay dirt.
Who we got, Jim?
Steve.
Now,
Steve.
Yeah.
You're there.
How's it going?
Fine. I just wanted to make sure somebody was out there. You don't have to talk to us if you don't want to.
I want to bring up what you guys feel about Tipper Gore.
I think she's a bitch.
I heard she has really good legs, believe it or not. But that's totally irrelevant.
I wouldn't let her blow me. Kick her in the face first. I'd let that happen. any other questions? I'm taping this too. You want to hear that back?
No. What? Okay, Jay, Steve, Fred.
We do need controversy on this show.
So
what are you doing up this late, Steve?
I have to get to work.
Gotta go to work a little bit?
Yeah.
But of all the major issues confronting the nation today, is putting a little sticker on a record album the only one to get your dander up, Steve?
Yeah, at this time in the morning, yeah.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit.
You know, I think I'm one of the few people around here that don't see how putting a sticker on a record album is really any great infringement upon your right to free
speech. Steve, who are you going to vote for?
I might just end up not voting.
What about Glenn versus DeWine?
I think DeWine complains way too much.
I think they both complain too much. I wouldn't vote for either of them. And I'm seriously thinking that in that category, I'm not going to vote or I'm going to write something ridiculous in. Like maybe your name.
Yeah, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be for any censorship or...
Well, I'm writing in Steve, then.
Steve the anti-tipper.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you. All right, there's one of them out there. Now I'll play a song or something.
See what happens when you grovel, you get guys like Steve call up. Uh-huh. Fine, wonderful Americans and human beings. You know, although we're the best show here on WAIF, we're not the only show. There's this little program they like to call Art Damage. And it's a feast, I said a feast, of sonic roughage that transcends the otherwise limited boundaries of coherent usualness. Join Mr. June Lockhart along with Carl Zog. Wasn't that the guy in Superman 2? Zog is not pleased. Get him, my dear. Blow him a kiss.